Chapter 13. How Sovereign is Sovereign. December 22, 2011. Now, CM, it's urgent. Are you there?
Yes, Eve.
I'm near you. I want to apologize deep from my heart. CM, I'll never leave you, never ever. I'm ashamed I could even think about it. I want to tell you how much I love you. Just this afternoon I got a fully aware of the whole picture. CM, feel my love. I had a flash this afternoon, about how you were torn apart. Between these Orvantan councils and your plans which could have settled everything long before already. You were standing in for us so hard. But you could not tell us about the council's needy to experiment more. The years went by and many things did not happen as announced. And we were bashing you and Asa for that. But we should have bashed these councils. These cosmic PWCs and EY's, or should I better say Standard and Poor's. They have never set any foot on a material world. By this density. In rebellion. But yet they force you to take their super advice from super universe level after having lifted their butts to the first row and Nebadon Saraya could not even let you do the final piece. We have had 5 years delay at least just for the big wigs being enthusiastic to screw a bit themselves on this experimental lab. And at the same time your ground crew. What must you have felt? You could not tell us about that in this universe. A sovereign is not really sovereign. CM, let me hug you tight. We don't need a master spirit of universe number 7. Telling us how fine it was that some of us invented the washing machine. I wanted to hear you, CM, with a final message, and I was disappointed to my bones hearing a bigwig from Orvantan speak, taking the microphone out of your hands. We need to hear your voice, dearly beloved CM, as you are the creator of this universe, the encouraged one, who had the heart to make a bit different frame conditions to his universe. I got a glimpse of your emotional challenge of obeying the cosmic Nig, the Codex of Behavior, and hierarchy, rescuing your seed planet. I got aware that since the rows of audience are booked out for your show, everybody among the big wigs wants to play showmaster a little bit, and there are now so many cooks around, calling themselves star cooks, putting your sovereignty in question for the sake of their bureaucracy and politics. They are about to let your souffle burn in the oven. And you could not even stand in and say sorry, folks, Saraya just blew it big time another time. The being keen on further experiments and maybe a diminished understanding about time on a material planet created an incredible add-on regarding the planetary suffering. Including the depleting of starseed forces feeling forsaken by their creator. In spite you have never ever forsaken us, it's the big masters with their lack of understanding this material world. Which added and played into the hands of the NWO thugs. Don't need these guys around anymore. I'm going to show up there and throw in the rags to speak straight to them. I'll recommend them to go back to their government seats and eat their cookies there, so that they cannot furthermore hinder you, CM making his plan manifest and the planet safe. Oh, Eve. You touch me to tears. You seem to have realized my dilemma, by raising the question how sovereign is a sovereign. It's true, in their eyes I'm sovereign since yesterday only, and although they have always honored my act of self-bestowal, they are still of the opinion that I'm lacking experience, that I should have my sovereignty driving permission, in a test period for proving myself, that I still need to be guarded, closely watched. And finally, they have tasted a bit the adventure and wanted to have their share. I can hardly describe the feeling of having to match the rules of hierarchy, having to allow that my well-worked-out plans were crossed either by the dark or by the spiritual hierarchy, who has no idea about how long years can become on Urantia, when you are standing with your back against the wall. How could I ever have told you about the councils and their many different opinions? Another conclave and still and again another one. Yes, they were hearing Dobby and Candace, and Jess, but it was always just questions dealing with pro and contra of single theories. The reaction on a timeout, life is depleted as mostly a time is eternal and life, too. The so-called higher view was in my opinion not suitable in many ways. Because I saw my beloved planet and ground crew in hands of the thugs at the edge of their power. I've been having a hard time. Not because we would not have had working solutions, but because of the lack of understanding to act. Yes, there were some mighty politics of Orvantan changed already. But it's true that it's hard to understand how it feels to be caught in service on a world of rebellion. In density. You give my heart ease, Eve, as you put the bits and pieces together, as well as others in your core team. This is an incredible relief. The worst thing of all was that you guys believed I had left and forsaken you. While I truly did anything I could to get my plans accepted and into manifestation. It was mostly me and Ace encountering a complete tribunal. With even the suggestion among to create a new seed planet and allow the old one to be destroyed. How can I ever thank you, Eve, for your insight and standing in? Do whatever you think is right to do in this respect. Oh, I will, CM. I painfully realize how they are adding damage and destruction to your project, still putting up halos in a vertical row above their heads one upon another. Please forgive me that I ever showed up with a frying pan. With you. I might need it actually for Soraya. I'm going to staple a few chairs and get upon this tower, to look him into his eyes. Let me give you a hug back. Beloved. Thanks for helping me to carry that. Then, I was showing up energetically up. At the councils, while Michael Ephra was doing the same independently from me. When we discussed that later, it turned out we had seen the same scenario.